Sometimes, solutions to our problems are right beside us. We just need to open our eyes to see them. Sometimes, they're as close as the sun or the wind. You're listening to The Color of Innovation, a podcast on innovation brought to you by the United Nations Development Programme. Innovation for Development is about disrupting the way things work, or don't, and using creative approaches for solving difficult problems that people experience every day. This show brings to you inspiring stories of innovation from across the Arab states. In each episode, UNDP introduces social innovators, sharing their inspirations and their ideas, their passions and their projects for changing the world. I am Reem Al-Khatib from Saud Podcasting, presenting to you in this episode stories about green innovation from Jerusalem and Khartoum.
My name is Saida Saman. I'm 28 years old from Jerusalem, Palestine.
Saida's story begins while she was shopping for groceries one day and stopped to chat with one of the vendors.
She had fruits and vegetables, but she was very sad because it was nearing the end of the day and all of the produce was still unsold. I talked to her. She told me that because her children are dead, she is the one who's raising the grandchildren and paying for their tuition. She's the only breadwinner at home, and now these veggies will be thrown away.
It was hard for the seller to accept that so much of this product, which provided the sole income source for her family, turned into useless waste at the end of each day.
I went back home, but I kept thinking about the lady, and I realized that even at home we throw away a lot of fruits and vegetables. It's the same with many grocery stores. I paid closer attention to the issue and realized that this waste burdens Palestine's landfills and the environment by contributing to the pollution and the release of methane gas.
Having studied solar energy systems, Saida started wondering how she could contribute to reducing food waste while at the same time empowering female vendors.
I finally came up with a solution. I named my project Sun for You. What we basically do is gather unsold fruits and vegetables from female sellers and grocery stores. Rotten fruits and vegetables are turned into organic fertilizers, while the still ripe produce is dried, then packaged and sold at school's canteens as healthy snacks for kids.
Saida is still in the early stages of implementing Sun for You, but she plans to gather food from 30 female vendors across 12 shops and train them how to use the solar energy to dry food waste and begin recycling it into fertilizers. Saida is already in contact with local schools about purchasing the fertilizers, which will help generate extra revenue streams for the female vendors. Saida participated in UNDP's Youth Leadership Program in 2017, a program that supports youth across the Arab states to develop and accelerate innovative solutions to sustainable development challenges.
They helped me clarify my idea and improve the tiny details. I really liked the YLP conference in Cairo. There was a lot of networking. I got introduced to success stories as well as the concept of crowdfunding. It was a great opportunity to see what participants from other countries were working on to know their social needs. I took a lot of ideas from them that I will hopefully use to improve my idea and project.
Saida's project is a perfect example of how UNDP is supporting youth to think differently to achieve sustainable development. Like Saida, Mohammed from Sudan believed that he could use energy generated by the sun to make life better for his community. But instead of using the sun as a tool for drying, Mohammed uses the sun to generate electricity.
The idea behind my project is to design solar power cells that can be specifically used for mobile phones and other electric appliances. Technically speaking, we collect the leftover solar cells from Suba factory in Khartoum, Sudan. We gather cells of different sizes that match our designs.
Mohammed works to design solar cells for mobile phones, radios, and other electric appliances, such as blenders.
I'm targeting those living off-grid on the outskirts of Al-Fashir city and nearby villages where electricity is not present.
Mohammed's idea won the Start and Manage Your Own Business Challenge, which is organized by UNDP to provide youth in Darfur the chance to develop innovative ideas and create employment opportunities for themselves and others in their community. The UNDP Innovation Challenges are a platform from which social innovators like Saida and Hamad can launch their ideas and solve problems in their community. And it's not about how big the solutions are, but rather how effective and sustainable the outcome is. You've been listening to The Color of Innovation, a UNDP podcast that showcases examples of innovation for development around the Arab states and the world. We hope these stories leave you feeling inspired and hopeful for our collective future. UNDP supports innovation by introducing new methodologies for doing development differently. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow our journey through UNDP's website, undp.org/innovation. That is undp.org/INNOVATION. This show is produced by SALT for UNDP Innovation in the Arab States.